Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's just Sean alone. I'm feeling the burn, baby. I'm feeling burn. I just got home from the Bernie Sanders rally, and I decided while I was there I was going to capture a bunch of audio and see what I came up with, and I actually captured some good stuff, and then Yudi told me that he would like to hear it, and I said, okay, well, I can put it online. But if you want to hear the full speech, it's already on Fox 8 and whatnot, and I watched it. So if you're listening to this, you're just listening to what I thought of the speech was important, and a real in the crowd right up front. I was probably about 7 rows deep from... I was right in the middle, maybe 7 rows deep, 6 or 7, 7 rows deep. And this guy kept telling me to move in and move in. And I'll just start from the beginning. Okay. Bernie Sanders rally was great. Lots of great speakers. Nina Turner and Tara Mosley Samples were very impressive speakers. Samples, a councilwoman for Akron, who is a councilwoman for one of the roughest neighborhoods here. Her ward stretches from Elizabeth Park to Brown Street and Lover's Lane. That gives anybody, if you're into geography, you know.
And now for another edition of
Geography!
If you're into geography, that's her ward. And so she is the ward councilwoman, and she spoke of how she was... I'll play these clips at the end. I'll play the Bernie stuff up front, and then I'll play some other clips at the end. But she spoke of how, you know, she, as a woman, originally supported Hillary and decided to switch up her vote to Bernie because Bernie speaks what people are thinking, you know? And she spoke. There was a preacher that spoke, and he got everybody saying amen and whatnot, and all of us were holding hands. I was holding hands with strangers about seven rows deep from the front. I was holding hands with strangers and holding hands up. I got down there probably about 10 till 9 a.m. Doors opened at 10:30. I got there maybe about 8:50. I sat in the car in the parking deck and ate a Pop-Tart. I parked by the library in Akron, 6:25 max. So I thought, you know, 6 1/4, I can swing that to see Bernie Sanders. So I parked there. I was expecting a madhouse by the time I went down there at 9. Not really the case. And I got down there, I got in line, and there was probably about 30 people there maybe by the time I got there. So I got in line, and I was still kind of pretty close, right up front, right by the end of the building. And then as time progressed, the line got to quite a few hundred, and then by the show. By the time, like, it's a concert. Bernie Sanders. I actually talked to somebody, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to see Bernie Sanders. And like, who the hell is Bernie Sanders? I was like, he's running for Democratic nomination. And she said, oh, that Bernie Sanders. Like, she thought I was talking about some, like, famous singer or something. Like, I was going to a show. But anyway, waiting in line. And there's like a 10-year-old kid with his dad right in front of me. And the kid's like, Dad, if Trump becomes president, can we move to Canada? Like, it's already one of those. There's a guy with a bus that drives by. It really sucked you into the atmosphere. I'm trying to, like, set it up for people. This is hard doing this alone. Like, I'm out of breath already. Let's try and I feel bad for Chris Clem and the Chris Clem's cast now. Because I'm out of breath. Whew. Okay. So there's a bus that this guy drives around with Bernie signs in all the windows, and it's spray painted all kinds of tie-dye colors, and it says freedom across the side, and it plays like It's a Wonderful Life music, and it circles around like 4 or 5 times, so I made sure to snag a picture of that. And so it really started sucking you into the atmosphere. There was a couple, like, hippie girls that kept coming by. And so there was this one girl who, she had a sign that was carved. It was a really awesome sign. It was the cardboard cut into the shape of Ohio. And it said, peace is possible. So then she just started having random hippie girls come up and hug her and start asking what their name is. And even when I got seated in my spot in the auditorium or theater, Akron Civic Theater, the people behind me were guys with dreadlocks, and they were talking about Fallen the Grateful Dead and Wavy Gravy coming out, and like, the old Wavy Gravy is like Woodstock. And if people are sitting behind me talking about Wavy Gravy and the Grateful Dead, I started thinking, like, okay, am I in the wrong place? But I started looking around. More and more people are coming in. And they're looking more and more like me. Everybody wants to say that, like, people that want to vote for Bernie are freeloaders and that. And honestly, I didn't see any freeloaders in the place. I saw a bunch of people that are Democrats and a bunch of young people. It was young in that place. I would say the majority of the people were younger than me, and I am 27. The majority of the people there were younger than me. I would put money on that. It was a very young crowd, and they put 2,000 people in there. But anyway, Tara Mosley Samples, great speech, got everybody hyped up. The preacher got us holding hands. Nina Turner, I just fiery speech. I put a little bit of it at the beginning. She just fiery. Goddess. I mean, like, when you're sitting in that crowd and you're listening to this, it was the most powerful thing I've sat and watched. And I've watched a lot of speeches. I've been a political junkie since I was 13, I'd say. Eighth grade. So 14 plus years or so, I've been watching speeches. I've been watching the caucuses. I've been voting since I was 18. And I never really watched anything like this. It was powerful. It was like, it was the closest thing. I mean, it was the closest thing our generation is going to get to witnessing someone like JFK speak or a Martin Luther King speak. These speakers back then made these speeches that are really powerful about the way things should be and the way most of us talk and the way most of us speak to each other. Anyway, I'll start playing audio now. When I didn't expect I was going to record audio, but then I started going, oh, it'd be nice to just pop open my iPhone and record, voice memo on my iPhone what the fuck I'm watching, you know? So I started taking snippets, and then eventually I just let it roll. And to be honest with you, the part that I let it roll on is like the last 20 minutes of the speech. That part is the most like social issues. The stuff that the majority of us from 18 to 35 talk about. The stuff that we talk about when we're hanging out with our friends. Stuff that we talk about when we're hanging out with our parents. When we're drinking at the bar. When we're doing whatever. It's the stuff that majority of people talk about. You know, he hits things like, you know, the police violence. He talks about prisons, marijuana, gay rights. He hits a lot of that stuff. And then at the very, very beginning of the speech, he talked a lot just about the difference between him and Hillary. And he made kind of his normal jokes about her speeches on Wall Street and how much money she's made on Wall Street. And he's willing to release his Wall Street speeches for free because he's made zero Wall Street speeches, which got a big applause. But if you're willing to skip all that bullshit and hear kind of the stuff that I thought was important to record, here it is. The first clip I have is going to be him talking about the rich, powerful people in America. And specifically the Walmart Brigade.
Reality is that today, if you can believe it, the top 0.1% now owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%. The 20 wealthiest people in this country now own more wealth than the bottom half of America, 150 million people. Now, when we talk about a rigged economy, understand that one family in America, the Walton family, owns Walmart. One family owns more wealth than the bottom 40% of the American people. That surely is not right, but it gets even worse, because this is what the rigged economy is really about. The wealthiest family in America, owning Walmart, pays their workers wages that are so low that many of these employees are on food stamps, Medicaid, and subsidized housing. You know who pays for those food stamps, Medicaid, and subsidized housing? You do. So the middle class of this country is subsidizing the wealthiest family in this country. That ain't right. And say to the Walton family, get off of welfare, pay your workers, and get out. Millions of people suffered. They lost their jobs, their homes, and their life savings. Well, I believe that now is the time to impose a tax on Wall Street speculation. If Congress could bail out Wall Street, now it is time for Wall Street to help the working families.
Agreed with you.
Street. We don't represent corporate America. We don't represent the billionaire class. We're not going to beg them for money. We don't need a super PAC. Then something happened that was really extraordinary. We simply reached out to working families and we said, if you want a candidate who is going to take on the billionaire class and fight to transform our economy, we need your help. And you know what happened in the last 10 months? We have received over 5 million individual contributions than any candidate in American history at this point. Everybody here know what the average contribution is? $27. In other words, what we have proven is that you can run a winning national campaign without being dependent on the big money interest. And I'm very proud of you. Secretary Clinton has chosen another approach to fundraising. She has a number of super PACs. Last reporting period, her major super PAC reported that they had received $25 million from powerful special interests, $15 million from Wall Street alone. In addition, as many of you know, the Secretary has given speeches to major Wall Street financial institutions behind closed doors and earned $225,000 per speech. Now, I am very impressed by somebody who gets $225,000 per speech. I mean, that's a lot of money. And the way I figure it is that if you get $225,000 per speech, it must be an incredibly brilliant speech. It must be a mind-blowing speech. It must be a Shakespearean speech. And I think if the speech is that great, she might want to release the transcript and let me know. Say the same thing behind closed doors about Wall Street as she says to the public. Well, releasing the transcript will allow us to know that. Now, what the Secretary has said also is she will, in fact, release the transcripts if other candidates do the same. So today, here in Akron, I am prepared to make a dramatic statement. I am all ready for this dramatic, earth-shattering announcement. I am prepared, at this moment, to release all of the transcripts of the speeches that I gave on Wall Street. I doubt that they will, but if they do, this is what I would tell them. I would tell them that their illegal behavior and their greed has done enormous damage in this country. I would tell them that the 3 out of the 4 largest banks in America today are larger today than they were when we bailed them out because they were too big to fail. And I would tell them that if I'm elected president, we're going to break them up. Settlement with the U.S. government for $5 billion, $5 billion. And they reached that settlement because they were selling worthless packages of subprime mortgage loans. $5 billion settlement. Now, some kid in Ohio picked up with marijuana gets a criminal record, but not one person, not one executive on Wall Street, despite their illegal behavior, has received a prison term or a criminal record. Together, we are going to bring back justice to the criminal justice system. That even if you are wealthy and powerful, you got to obey the law. And this campaign is doing well and has a lot of momentum because we listen to the people and not just wealthy campaign contributors. And we are listening to workers who tell us they cannot make it on $8 or $9 an hour, which is why together we're going to raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour. This campaign is listening to senior citizens who tell me they can't make it on $12,000 a year. Republicans, if you can believe it, want to cut Social Security. I got bad news for them. We're going to expand Social Security. This campaign is listening to our brothers and sisters in the African American community. Unarmed African Americans. Thank you. sisters in the Latino community. Living in fear. They want comprehensive immigration reform and a path toward citizenship. And if Congress does not do its job, I will use the executive powers of the president to be everything. That when they talk about family values, what they mean is that no woman in this room, in this state, in this country, should have the right to control her own body. I disagree. Workers went out on picket lines. Workers got beaten up. Workers went to jail. But they said, we will form unions. We will have collective bargaining. Millions of African Americans and their white allies said, we will fight racism and segregation. Women will not be second-class citizens. A 100 years ago, 10 years ago, if we were in this room and somebody stood up and said, you know, I think gay marriage will be legal in 50 states by the year 2015, the person next to them would have said, what are you smoking? But what happened is, as a result of struggle and incredible bravery on the part of the gay community and their straight allies, real change took place. Today, millions of people are looking around them and they're saying, the status quo just is not working. We should not have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country when we have more income and wealth inequality. We should not be the only major country on earth not guaranteeing health care or paid family and medical leave. Young people should not be leaving college $50,000 or $100,000 in debt. We should be leading the world in combating climate change and transition. Still be dealing with institutional racism. What this campaign is about in its essence is thinking outside of the box, is envisaging the kind of country we can become if we have the courage to stand together and tell the billionaire class they cannot have it all. One of the criticisms leveled at me is, they say, well, Bernie's a nice guy, he combs his hair really nicely. But he cannot win a general election. Let me tell you the truth. And the truth is that virtually every poll that has come out in the last few months has us defeating Donald Trump. Clinton beating. Michigan week two, he still had us beating Trump by 19 points. New Hampshire the same, etc. So I think the evidence is pretty clear that we can beat Trump and we can beat him badly, but it's not just polls. It's not just polls. The reason we will defeat Donald Trump is the American people will not elect a president who insults Mexicans.
basically, that's my audio from the Bernie rally at the Akron Civic Theater. My cat's staring at me, telling me it's time to cut it out. Had about 30 minutes of Bernie audio there. It's pretty special. It was special to hear. Secret Service patted me down. Thanks for listening.
So I researched both candidates. And after researching both candidates, I have to tell you, I was convinced Bernie Sanders was the candidate for me. I am a woman, an African-American woman, and I support and endorse Senator Bernie Sanders for president of the United States.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.